Welcome to International Report. Today, we'll hear the first of a five-part series on the New York City neighborhood of Harlem. It has long been a cultural mecca for African Americans. In the 20th century, it was considered by many as a crime hub afflicted by gang violence. Today, it's firmly on the tourist trail and property prices have rocketed. Throughout this week, we'll be broadcasting a series of reports on Harlem. For the first episode, reporter Sarah Lefebvre meets Karen Toburn, an ethnomusicologist, jazz musician, and the author of Walking Harlem.
The only thing strange, they won't get off you. Do you wanna ride out?
Well, I got a ticket out.
Yeah, we can hide out.
Try and get a mess of
time, I'm living your mind out.
Cool, you just gotta get you,
but you can't bring your mind out.
The constant sounds coming in from this way or that. Yeah. Yeah, that's part of New York. You get the boombox guys walking past. Yeah, people walk around with their own, you know, sound system, you know. Some people just don't like headphones, I guess, you know. So they want to play it for everybody who they come in contact with. Yep, that's part of the experience.
That's Karen Toburn. She has been living here for nearly 40 years. A guidebook, Walking Harlem, charts the history of famous African Americans who've lived here. Next stop, 126th Street, in the heart of Harlem. A huge, colorful mural depicts numerous figures of popular culture. A black and white photo for each face, with brownstones and brick buildings painted in the background.
That's our wall of fame, called Planet Harlem by Paul Diehl. Wow. Okay, now somebody's into basketball here. A lot of these guys are basketball stars. Above a couple of people is Tupac Shakur, you know, rapper. Above the building there, that's Duke Ellington over there. Just to the right of Duke is Ella Fitzgerald, looking like some sort of a angel mermaid. Just to the right of him is Billie Holiday there. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's like the bebop people here, as well as Louis Armstrong thrown in there. But that's with the guy with the saxophone coming out of his mouth. That's Bird, Charlie Parker. Beneath Bird is Miles Davis.
Josephine Baker.
I think that's James Brown.
Who is this man?
Oh, the large figure right there. That's Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Yeah, that's Adam Clayton Powell right there. Dressed up in some very, very fancy, snazzy coat and shoes. I mean, he was a snazzy character himself. But I never remember him wearing shoes like that. It does say Faith on his sleeve. His infamous signature was Keep the Faith, Baby.
Keep the faith, baby. As I walk the streets of the Harlems of the world, Black Harlems and the White Harlems. People are depressed. They are frustrated. They are downtrodden. They see no hope. They see no tomorrows. And I say to them always, keep the faith, baby.
In 1945, Adam Clayton Powell Jr. was the first African American to be elected from New York to Congress. One of the main streets in Harlem is now named after him. Karen has been working to get the names of other high-achieving African-Americans recognized by the authorities.
After my first master's degree at NYU, which was in jazz, I was very fortunate, one of those fortunate moments in life, and I knew somebody who was working on a project of revitalizing 135th Street. And I was hired as a historical consultant to do research on Harlem and to provide names and background information on important people from the history of Harlem. And I went to Salzburg, Austria, and, you know, was taking in and observing how Mozart was so celebrated so widely, so deeply, everywhere. Everything was about Mozart And it struck me that, like, for me, Harlem has, what, 50, 100 Mozarts? And at that time in the 90s, we didn't have much here, you know. Most maps didn't include Harlem in Manhattan. They would, like, just cut Manhattan off, or, you know, just on the map at 110th Street. So there are numerous ways in which people have intended for us to become invisible or powerless. And for many of us, that forces us to rise above, really, the average human way of being. So I, in the back of my mind, I always said, I would like to come back to my home and participate in a renewed Harlem Renaissance.
I'm Sarah Lefebvre for RFI in Harlem.